Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 17, 2023. To be included in Common Request. The feeling of the Creator's greatness is a consequence of Him revealing Himself a little with respect to us. The question arises, how can one ask correctly for such a feeling for the friends? This is the result of our common work. You can ask alone as well, but it is very hard and long work until He answers. But if you ask together with the 10, the Creator will not be able to refuse. Question: does the request for revelation of the Creator include any other actions, for example, our meetings? Answer: not meetings, but connection. As soon as you reach it, the Creator can be revealed in it. Question: what is the difference between when we focus on asking and thinking about the revelation of the Creator, and the action when we talk about love of friends, but at the same time we wait for the Creator to be revealed? Are these different things? Answer: they are different. It is necessary to clarify this. It is necessary to try more and more to combine all these desires, requests, and appeals so that they are arranged in such a way that you, your friends, and everyone in the world are included in this request. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, July 31, 2023. Revealing the glory of His kingship. The greatness of the Shekhinah. Question: what is the Shekhinah? Divinity? Answer: the feeling in a person that the Creator clothes into him and fills him is called the Shekhinah. The Creator or Shekhinah are one and the same. Question: how does the greatness of the Shekhinah in my eyes affect my friends and reality in general? Answer: in a direct way. The greatness of the Shekhinah is the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of His force and the envelopment of the entire universe by His force. We have no other problems here, except to feel and reveal the greatness of the Creator. This is the most important thing for us. Then we will be able to address Him correctly, not forget about Him, and understand that we depend only on Him. We need to tell all of humanity about this. Everything in the world rests solely on revealing the greatness of the Creator. The first to receive it was a group of people that came out of Babylon. They called themselves Yehudim from the word Yud, unity. At one time, they united with each other precisely in order to attain the Creator. They must correctly present the singularity of the Creator to the whole world. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, July 31, 2023. Revealing the glory of His kingship. The taste of dust in spiritual work. Question: you said that the taste of dust is a state of indifference when one does not feel anything. But there is a feeling of rejection when I just want to run away. With indifference, it is still possible to do something through the mind, but with rejection, there is absolutely no strength for anything. What is the difference between these states? Answer: the difference is very big. We must try to draw ourselves through the group to the Creator. It should all be in front of us. There is me and there is the Creator, and the group is between us. And I, embracing the group and being in it, carry myself and the group to the Creator. Question: egoism always wants to convince us that if we feel that this is bad, then this really is so, and it is better not to do anything. How should one act in this state? Answer: only through the group. Question: if the group does not react and is inactive, do I also have to be inactive? Answer: no, we still need to pull our friends through ourselves to the Creator. We need to show an example. Question: how should one react correctly to the taste of dust in the work? Agree, endure, or ask to renew the taste? Answer: in different ways. I do not want to limit you in anything. The most important thing is for everyone to pull the group forward. You can consult with the group. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, August 1, 2023. Revealing the glory of His kingship. If you don't want fate to play with you. Question. Ariel writes, Dear Michael Leitman, first, about myself. I am a loser. Failures haunt my whole life no matter what I do. And I look back, I have always been like that. A great childhood, practically without friends, married unsuccessfully, my wife left me, graduated from college, but did not work a day in my specialty. I went to a fortune teller, and not one, they say, it is fate. The last one even painted a future for me such that I do not want to live. I watch you regularly, I believe you. I want to know, if there is a concept of fate, and there is, then how to change it? Is it possible or not? Answer, yes. But first of all, it is necessary to understand how to treat it, this fate. Perhaps he just demands something that he is not supposed to. A person must understand what he must realize in himself. He must reveal his connection with the source of life. It is not easy, but he can do it. And he is obliged. It is in his power. Question. And if he wants to have a lot of friends as a child, to have a good job? Answer. If he wants to, is not taken into account at all. Absolutely. And in general, it has already passed him, as far as I understand. Question. So, your answer to the question, is it possible to change fate? Are you saying that you need to look at your life differently? Answer. Of course. Question. He looked at life practically like this, I want friends, I want a wife, I want. And you say you need to see where I came from and why? Answer. Yes. What is given to you and why it is given. Then you will begin to dig into the purpose of your life. Why do you exist after all? And maybe you will find the answer. This is the most important thing. Question. And when I dig into it, what have I come for, where did I come from, and what am I? What do I have with these basic questions? Answer. They will depart and will be resolved properly as they appear. Question. So I should not pay attention to them? Answer. Not at all. Question. Should I pay attention to these big things? Answer. Yes. Based on what you study, you will naturally be able to reveal the basic questions that arise in you. Question. How can he do it? How can he suddenly change this thinking, so normal, everyday, human, I want happiness, I want fate not to play with me? How can he make a coup? Here he is, Ariel, listening to you, what should he do? Answer. I think he should just open our website and start reading. Question. So he needs to read more of our materials about the meaning of life? And will it work? Answer. Maybe it will and maybe it will not. Maybe it is better to enroll in courses. There, he will be able to ask questions, he will be somehow directed. If he has such questions for a long time, then it is worth doing it. Question. So, we can say that if he is beaten by failures by fate, then they beat him for some reason, to lead to something? Answer. Of course. You can say that about all people. Question. And everyone is being directed to look at their life a little from the outside? Answer. Yes. In general, looking at your life from the outside is very useful. Question. And what will he see when he looks at his life from the outside? Answer. He will see the loser, and so on. And he will see how he can fix this person, that is, himself, in general. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, July 20, 2023. When love harms. Question. What is unconditional love? How and why does it harm both parents and children? Answer. It is because absolute love does not educate children. Children must understand that there are certain conditions for the manifestation of love. And parents should also feel some kind of reciprocity from their children, right wrong, correct incorrect, toward themselves away from themselves, and so on, so that there would be some kind of correct contacts, mutual contacts between them. And not just I love you and that is all. There may be such an attitude toward a baby, but not between adults. Even when children are growing up, there should be mutual relations built on attraction and rejection, the carrot and the stick. Children must understand that they are permitted to behave in a certain way and not allowed to behave in another way, that there is reward and punishment. Question: so when it is said that a child was brought up in love, grew up in love, what does this mean in your opinion? Answer: in my opinion, a child grows in love when he understands what he is rewarded for and what he is punished for. That is called in love. Question: and if it is an absolute love? Answer: in absolute love a child will be crippled. He will not be able to live with other people, and it will be very difficult for him to exist in the world. He will be spoiled so much that he will be good for nothing. As a result, he will have no friends and no relatives. I do not know if he will be able to have a family. Question: can you explain why? Answer: he does not feel that he owes something to somebody, and he will not correctly perceive people's attitudes toward him. After all, he must live in the world in which he is connected with other people through reception and bestowal, but he is not ready for it. Because of that, he will just be an unhappy person. He will be rejected, people will not be able to interact with him, and he will not be able to interact with others. It will be very difficult for him not to feel unique. Question: what is proper education? Answer: proper education is a balanced attitude toward a child from the side of his parents that is built on two lines: reward and punishment, mercy and severity. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, July 17, 2023. Two paths of spiritual development. Comment: sometimes I look at you and get the impression that you are already tired of making constant appeals to humanity to follow the good path. My response: I do not see an end to it. I see that only good blows will turn us into the right people. Sometimes they are internal, sometimes external, no matter what kind, the main thing is that they have an effect. If internal blows do not help, then external ones come into play. And so gradually a person grows. Question: no one can escape from this? Answer: this is a natural process. But there are desirable and undesirable forms in it. There are two parallel paths. The path of light, when you call it upon yourself demanding for it to change you, and the path of suffering when you are driven forward with a stick to happiness like a naughty child until you become smarter and start asking to be changed yourself. But how much time passes before these blows change a person? From CabTV's I Got a Call. Ruthless People, September 17, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora: what are the biggest problems in the world right now and how do we solve them? Our main problem is when we try to egoistically fulfill ourselves at the expense of others, when we enjoy by completely disregarding other people and the system of nature we exist in. We need to understand that we live in a unified system of nature. We are each deeply integrated with everyone and everything, including minerals, plants, fungi, the animal kingdom, and all the people of the world. By running on autopilot and blindly following the beck and call of our egoistic desire to do whatever we feel like regardless of others, we bring a lot of harm to ourselves and to nature. If we consider the benefit of all the people in the world, then our actions become aligned with wholeness. That is the key change we need to undergo in order to solve our every problem. How can we make that change? It is a matter of education. Education is not only the learning we receive in schools, colleges, universities and so on, but we become educated by every influence and example we receive from society. We thus need to upgrade the values with which we influence ourselves in our societies, by promoting, exemplifying and teaching about the need to shift from self-concern to concern about others. When we connect positively to others in such a way, the machinery of our lives then operates in balance with nature. We will then experience the full amount of pleasure, joy, happiness and fulfillment that exists in nature, and never bring harm upon ourselves ever again. Based on the video Who is Pharaoh in Our Lives Today? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.